Chapter 8. He will bring color into your life. When the Holy Ghost comes into you, He will bring color and beauty into your life. Oh, how I wish I had a way to express this to you even more strongly. But let me repeat that so it can sink into your spirit. If the Holy Ghost finds a vent in you, if He finds a way to express Himself in your life, He will bring beauty and favor into your life. Life is actually full of beauty. Life is full of joy. You can experience all the beauty and joy life has to offer. Only let the Holy Spirit show you how. Some people think that if they're successful in business, they'll be happy. Then they become successful and they're still not happy. Some think that if they have a lot of money, they'll be happy. But when they get all the money they want, they're still unhappy. Some others think that if they get married to a successful person, they'll be happy. And then they get married to someone they think is successful and are still unhappy. Still, some others think if they have children, they'll be happy. Then they have children, but remain as unhappy as ever. So they say, "All right, maybe I should build a house." They build a mansion, and they're still unhappy. Another thought occurs to them, "Maybe I should go back to school and get a better degree." They go to the best schools and obtain even more prestigious degrees than they had before, but are still unhappy. They continually wonder about their lives and what they should do with it. They are in an endless but fruitless search for something that will make their lives more enjoyable and fulfilling. If any of these describes you, I know just what, actually, who you need. You need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the beauty of God. The Bible says, "By His Spirit, the heavens He beautified." Job chapter 26, verse 13, Young's Literal Translation. The beauty of God's creation was produced by the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. In other words, the earth had become a chaotic mass, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Then it goes on to tell us, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Verse 2. There was darkness in the earth. It was formless and empty. But as the Spirit of God began to move over that darkness and emptiness, as He brooded upon it, the Bible says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Here's what happened. When God said, "Let there be light," the Holy Spirit swung into action. Remember, all this time He had been brooding upon the face of the waters and brought forth light. If there's darkness in your life, if your life is formless and colorless, and you've been wondering what to do with it, if you've been struggling so hard to make something out of your life, it's time to quit struggling. The Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, struggle, and are heavy laden, saddled with a lot of burden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus says to you today, "I know what you're looking for, and I'll give it to you. Come, and I will give you rest from your struggles, wars, and frustrations." Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has brought so much beauty into my life. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. What a life it is with the Holy Ghost. Oh, how I wish you could see the life you should be living with the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, He'll bring the beauty of God into your heart and your life. Your life will be so full of color that those around you will begin to wonder what you're doing that makes you so special. Remember, He made King David's life so beautiful, he had to declare, "God, you made me a wonder to my generation." Psalm chapter 71, verse 7. The Holy Ghost wants to make you a wonder to your generation. He wants to make you a wonder to your world. Let Him take His place in your life, and He'll bring in all of His glory and beauty. This is the sixth thing the Holy Spirit will do in your life to bring color and beauty into your life. Isaiah said, "He'll give you beauty for ashes." Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Instead of shame, there'll be beauty in your life. People will look at you and see the favor of God upon your life because of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says about Jesus that he was full of grace and truth. John chapter 1 verse 14. Jesus was full of grace. Grace is the beauty of God that flows from the inside and can be seen on the outside. It resides in you. That's what the Holy Spirit brings into your life in overflowing measure when you let him have his place in you.